Test 67, Section 2, Question 21. Now, with this one, we are looking for the flaw. It starts off by saying you have to have bees for excellent pollination, and that usually results in abundant fruits and vegetables. So bees are necessary to have a necessary for excellent pollination, but that usually results in abundant fruits and veggies. Then it says establishing a beehive or two near one's gardens ensures the presence of bees. So basically, put a beehive, guarantee it. Keeping bees is economical, however, only if the gardener has a use for homegrown honey. So it's only worth it if you need the honey. Thus, gardeners who have no use for homegrown honey will tend not to have beehives, so their gardens will fail to have excellent pollination. Now, this has a lot of useless information in it, but the key to it is that they won't have excellent pollination, and that goes back to the idea that bees are necessary. Now, what we do know then is, yes, if you don't have bees, you won't have excellent pollination, and that beehives ensure it, but it doesn't say beehives are required for excellent pollination. So this is a bad if-then. It's assuming that something that will ensure X is also required for X. So if we look at this, these answer choices, we'll look for something like that. It's a bad if-then. Fails to consider that obtaining homegrown honey is only one of several advantages. Well, it's not about that. B, the argument confuses what is necessary for pollination to take place with what would guarantee that it would take place. I'm going to hold on to that. C, confuses what is necessary for abundant fruits and vegetables with what is usually conducive to it. It's not about what is necessary for abundance of fruits and vegetables, because nothing was stated to be necessary. All it said about fruits and veggies is usually, so that's not right. D, the argument fails to consider bees might be present even in the absence of a particular condition that would ensure their presence. Now, that's actually pretty good, too, so we'll hold on to that. And then the argument bases a claim that there is a causal connection between beehives and excellent pollination on a mere association. No, it actually isn't saying that there is a causal connection, because it actually stated that when you have beehives, that does guarantee the presence of bees. So now we look at B versus D. Now, B says it confuses what is necessary for pollination to take place with what would guarantee that it takes place. Now, the problem here is that what is necessary for pollination is the presence of bees, and it never confuses that. Instead, it confuses what will guarantee the presence of bees with what would be necessary for it, and that would be the beehives. So B is the right idea, but about the wrong parts. And the argument fails to consider bees might be present even in the absence of a condition that would ensure it. That would be the beehives. And so therefore D is correct. B is a really tempting answer choice, but because it's talking about what is necessary for pollination with what would guarantee, it never confuses the things necessary for pollination. It makes a confusion about whether or not beehives are necessary for the presence of bees. And so therefore, D is our correct response.